Now, Christmas Eve wouldn't be complete without the call from Nevin, but God bless you. No, you're very good for coming in. I wasn't sure whether you'd come in or not. I'm delighted that you were able to make it.
Do you know what? I killed kind of two birds with the one stone.
That's what all chefs say.
Well, we love that. Yeah. Well, you see, it was myself and my wife, Imelda, our anniversary yesterday. So
yes.
I took her up to Dublin for the night.
Yep.
We stayed over. We closed the restaurant, so we did the 22nd.
That's
and I'm here. I said, I'm going to go in and chat to Marty now, Christmas
good.
Eve, and get this done.
How long are you together now?
14 years.
14?
How many years are you
14,
married?
35.
Wow.
14 years.
Well done. Congratulations.
Well done to my wife. Well done to the pair of you. That was a lovely day. You were.
I was.
A
I
lovely
have to
day.
A good story. I had a couple from Cork. They were in the restaurant about maybe 2-3 years ago. They were married 65 years.
Go off.
65 years. I've had quite a few 50s, 55 and maybe 60, but 65 is the most.
Isn't that true?
Amazing. And they had the tasting menu. Their daughter bought them up. Wow, I'll tell you. Incredible.
Incredible.
I loved it.
Did they stay over?
They did, certainly. Oh, they weren't driving back to Cork.
You can't move after your dinner. Particularly
thank
the tasting
you very much.
One. No. It's clearly a compliment. Yeah.
This worked really well coming in to see you.
I'm delighted
you.
To see you. Again, congratulations on the anniversary. So talk to me. What's the story with
this? So we're just doing wee tips. We're just doing very, very simple wee tips just to help people, last minute tips. So we'll talk a little bit about vegetables first of all.
Okay.
So root vegetables are lovely, and that's carrots and parsnips, celery, that kind of thing. Onion, a little bit of thyme, roasted in the oven. They're a lovely accompaniment, so they are, for Christmas. And you just put them in with a little bit of honey. You can put a little bit of balsamic or even some chilli into it, which gives a little bit of a kick. Fresh thyme work perfect, so it does. So when you're roasting vegetables, good hot oven.
Yeah.
About 180 fan oven again, and they can be all prepped this evening and then just roasted when your turkey is resting. Remember that? Remember we were talking last Friday?
That's very important.
Resting the turkey.
Yes,
yeah.
Very important.
So, vegetables. Brussels sprouts. Get them all
love
prepped
them.
This evening. Cut them in half. Trim them. Do you love them?
I love them.
Oh,
don't love
man.
Me. Love them. You know as well as I do.
Like the dates.
Like the dates.
Like the dates.
No, the sprouts I love. I love sprouts.
I know, you don't
sprouts
like okay, dates. Sorry.
Sprouts can be very...
So Marty, Irish Brussels sprouts, there's fantastic growers out there. And, you know, the memory people have is about Brussels sprouts being overcooked and the smell in the house.
Desperate.
There's nothing worse. So
yeah.
I'm going to give you a wee tip for Brussels sprouts.
Okay.
It's not really a recipe. Get your Brussels sprouts trimmed, cut them in half, power cook them this evening in boiling water for about 4 minutes, and then put them into cold iced water.
Oh.
So that's what you call refreshing. It stops them from cooking. And then tomorrow, the big day, what you're going to do is heat up a wok or a pan, slice a little bit of onion, garlic, smoked bacon, throw in the pre-cooked Brussels sprouts, a little bit of lemon zest, salt and pepper. So you're stir-frying them, which is gorgeous.
Oh, that's lovely.
And you're jazzing them up. And you don't need the bacon if you're somebody who's vegetarian. They're gorgeous, just with garlic and some toasted pine nuts. Toast the pine nuts, that's really important. And a little bit of chopped flatty parsley.
Oh, that's lovely.
Great. Yeah, it's lovely. It is lovely. And it's really quick and you're not using your oven. You know, I could give you a recipe for a crumble, but this is the way I'm going to do my Brussels sprouts tomorrow. Just keep them simple. I'm not going to have them too hard. I'm going to have them just cooked, but they won't be mushy and soft. They'll be what we call al dente, that they're just cooked beautiful.
Oh, so, that's a lovely idea.
So that's a really
lovely.
Good tip.
Yeah, that's a great one.
Now,
no.
Perfect mashed potatoes, the good Humboldt's bud.
Right.
Who doesn't love the spuds?
I'm
so the potatoes, Marty, I'm using is just a nice floury potato. I think a very versatile potato is the rooster potato,
I
to
agree.
Be honest with you. And what I like to do with them is literally to, I'll peel them tonight, I will have them ready, I'll steam them in the morning, and then we'll put them through a potato ricer. Now, I know somebody who launched a good range of kitchenware.
Do you?
And has a potato ricer in it.
Have you got a ricer?
I just throw that out there.
You haven't got a mandolin yet, though.
Not yet. I'm learning to play it, though.
I know, good man.
But, so, a potato ricer or a masher, you want a lump-free, soft, fluffy potato. What I do is steam mine. And my mother, and I'll just share this very quick tip with you. So when your potatoes are cooked, my mother used to lift them out. Well, she's drained the potatoes. I steam mine. And she'd put a tea towel over them. And then she'd put a plate over that. So the tea towel removes excess moisture and steam. And then you just mash your potatoes. I put mine through a ricer. Butter, milk, bit of cream, it's Christmas, and then just warm that up. It's fantastic.
Oh, that's
and you can do it in a saucepan, have it warmed. You can do it early. You can even do it this evening, warm it up tomorrow. We'll keep, trust me on that.
Right, that's very
and
good.
It's just lovely, so it is. And just a wee tip for you, if you're going doing the roast potatoes, because I'm doing both, There's a really good butcher, James Whelan, Pat Whelan, and he's made beef dripping very fashionable. He is a beautiful product. So you par cook your potatoes, cut them even size for roast potatoes now, and par cook them for about 4 minutes in boiling water, strain them and knock them, kind of bash them against the saucepan. That's the way. Put them into a tray with some rapeseed oil, beef dripping as I recommend it, or else some lovely duck fat, and then some garlic and thyme, and then roast them off. What you're looking for is a crispy, golden, crunchy potato and a fluffy centre. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that, and is he's selling this as a standalone
item. He's on Clonmel, and he's been a great
friend to
me.
There's no harm in that. Some lovely people came from Clonmel.
You're too quick for me.
I know some of them.
I love this man because he's just a very passionate, but he's one of the most creative, innovative butchers in the country.
I thought you were talking about me.
Well, you are too. You must be related. But he's brilliant.
Pass me another glass of that whiskey.
So his beef dripping is sensational. That's all I can say. And if you don't like that and you have a vegetarian, I keep going back to that, you can use the rapeseed oil.
Sure.
Or you can jazz it up. You can use some lovely Skihanor duck fat. You'll get that in the supermarket.
Love that.
So there are mashed potatoes.
That's fantastic.
That's our lovely root vegetables. That's our lovely Brussels sprouts, and them are perfect mashed potatoes and roast potatoes.
Absolutely.
Are you happy with that?
And the other thing too is champ.
Oh yes.
Oh, I love champ. Champ. Now it might be another flavour.
No. Go on.
Just the idea that so you get yours.
What we mentioned about the perfect mashed potatoes, you're so right. Yeah. Get some spring onion if you like it. I would always cook that with some butter and then put it into your mash. Ah. Don't put it in raw. I think it's a wee bit harsh in your stomach. That's just a personal thing.
Right.
Just cook it for a minute or two, put it into your mashed potato, and then there you go. Away
That's
you
right.
go.
And yeah, it's a lovely. Big knob of butter.
I love you. Good Irish butter. You couldn't beat it.
That is fantastic. You're heading home?
I'm heading home.
You're heading home.
I have a bit of preparation to do. There's a certain man with a beard and a red coat who's
right,
coming tonight.
A very stout fellow.
The twins are up to Hydo. Do you
Why
know
would that?
That
be?
Oh, they're so excited.
Isn't it great?
Ah.
Isn't it great?
You know what? It's magical Christmas.
Oh,
after the year we've had,
it is, yeah.
We need this.
It
we
is,
need
we
this
do.
For everyone.
And it's very good for so many reasons, because it's full of memories.
Yeah, it's
and,
true.
The vast majority of them are happy.
And it's tradition.
And tradition.
Yeah.
And the thing that, and it's what, as you say, it's what we've been missing.
Yeah.
We haven't had this sense of...
And please God, we'll go to Mass tomorrow morning. Santee will have come. We'll have a nice... Melda's dad will come down. It'll be a nice kind of low-key day, to be honest with you. I won't be cooking for the 30 people
because normally it's a circus in your
But can I just wish you a sincerely happy Christmas to you, Sinead, Michael, and all the team.
You've kept
a lot of people going, and you've been a great friend to me, and it's a privilege being on your show.
Well, thank you for
and
saying
thank
it.
Thank you. No, you're a great man.
Because again, we go back a long way,
we do.
And it's very important. It's friendship. It's apart from your clear talent,
it's genuine.
It's friendship,
and it's good fun, and that's what we need.
We raise
fun
a glass to you over the Christmas.
Thank you. I'll raise a bottle to you.
No. Or maybe I'll do the bottle.
I'm only joking.
Keep the faith. America.
Okay.
What's your favourite Christmas song?
Oh my God. Driving Home for Christmas.
There's no question.
Is that okay?
Chris Rea.
Try and Driving Home now.
There's no question about it.
Thank you.
Look at that for timing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. That's one of my favourites.
And come here, see you in the new year. And you enjoy Christmas.
You're having a bit of a break,
I hope.
Yeah, and you'll be having your break into the new year.
You've had enough of them this year.
And listen, keep well and Merry Christmas.
Thank you. God bless.
Thanks, Neville.
Bye bye. Thanks, Marty.
Well done.